Camcorder, tripod stand, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
This is As and When They Happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio News, main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headline, in local news, court orders Ethiopia's body return to Zambia. HH commends peace for by-elections. International news, Ghanaian president investigate helicopter crash. And in sports news, Abraham Grant says Zambia lost due to late training sessions. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimunya. In local news, the Pretoria High Court has ordered that the remains of sixth President Edgar Lungu be repatriated to Zambia for burial at Embassy Park, delivering the ruling of two other judges. Acting Judge President of the South African High Court, Aubrey Dwaba, also directed that in line with the Zambian law, the former head of state be accorded the state funeral. Judge Ledwawa has further ordered funeral service provider, which is currently holding the remains of Lungu, to hand over the body to a representative of the Zambian government designated to oversee repatriation protocols. He has also ruled that the body be accompanied by the seven respondents in the case led by former First Lady Esther Lungu. The court adds that the late president's aide-de-camp or physician may also accompany the body. President Hakainde Lema has congratulated the people of Mfuwe, Chelenge and Pongwe for conducting peaceful by-elections. Expressing his satisfaction, President Lema has commended the increasing political tolerance among parties, noting with pride that the elections were free from violence. He reiterates that political competition must center on the exchange of ideas devoted to public service rather than personal or partisan hostility. He has congratulated Malama Mufunelo, the newly elected Member of Parliament from Mfuwe, as well as the newly elected councillor in Pongwe and Chelenge. The President also paid tribute to the ruling party's campaign teams for their commitment, emphasizing that victory should serve as a unifying force and not a divisive one. President Hichilema further notes that the UPND now proudly has Members of Parliament representing all 10 provinces of Zambia. Former Defence Minister David Chama and his accomplice Dumisani Nyoni have both been sentenced to 8 years imprisonment with hard labour for shooting and wounding United Party for National Development UPND member Mashaukwa Mashaukwa. The sentence was delivered by Judge John Mbuzi of the Mongo High Court, who also handed Nyoni's sureties 6 months prison sentences and ordered them to pay a fine of 100,000 kwacha each for failing to present Nyoni before the court as he did not attend the court proceedings. The judgment items from an incident during the Mlovezi parliamentary by-elections in Western Province, where the two were found guilty of acts intended to cause grievous harm to Mashaukwa Mashaukwa, whom they shot during a political altercation in 2015. Still in local news, Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary Lillian Walia has called on government agencies operating at Kasumbalesa border post in Chililabombe district to exhibit exemplary work standards to enhance border operations. Speaking during a bilateral trade engagement meeting between Zambia's Kasumbalesa border and authorities and their Democratic Republic of Congo DRC counterparts, Walia says her ministry has established a National Trade Facilitators Committee to ensure smooth trade in border facilities. Walia bemoans the numerous complaints among truck drivers, such as the charging of unwarranted fees from authorities, hence the need for her to call on various border agencies to exercise professionalism in the course of their duty. She says her ministry does not expect to hear of issues such as truckers being asked for money, and that the border agencies should be exemplary in the way they do things so that they can lead by example. The Permanent Secretary has further held the concession agreement between government and ZIMAT, which will culminate into the construction of a modern border post with amenities that include a hotel, shopping mall, offices and banking facilities, among others. In more news from Western Province, the Mongo High Court has found Wamunye Maliswaniso guilty of the murder of senior Induna Inete Mwangelwa Akapelwa. Iswaniso was later arrested in Mongo, where he was found hiding at a traditional healer's home. Police have also since recovered a shotgun that is believed to have been used in the killing. Facts before court reveal that the late traditional leader was shot from behind while locking his vehicle outside his home in Salambango village, Limlunga district, on the night of March 17, 2024. The court has since adjourned sentencing to next week, Friday, August 15, 2025. Finally, in local news, Nakonde district of Muchinga province is on high alert as pox cases rise amid its cross-border risk. Nakonde District Health Promotions Officer Gertrude Chipambe says the district has recorded 22 suspected cases of pox as of August 6, 2025, with all 11 of these cases having been confirmed. Chipambe says the border town, situated at the critical Zambia-Tanzania intersection, which is a hub for regional trade, tourism and migration, is now taking precautions to curb the spread of the disease. She reveals that the confirmed cases have shown symptoms typical of pox, including a rash, headache, fever, and in some instances, lymphadenopathy. Chipambe has pointed out that out of the 11 confirmed cases, 9 patients have been discharged, all to remain in admission at Nakonde Main Hospital. She adds that the 2 patients currently in admission are a couple, both aged 23. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Welcome
back. and now international news.